Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J.
Is to remind you of the winner within. Regardless of what you see, regardless of what you heard, you are a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the first and not the last. You are a conqueror, a conqueror, a conqueror.
I have a power
over the enemy. No weapon formed against me.
Greater is he
that is within me.
right here on this day in the morning. Good morning to everyone who is calling in around the world. It is around 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in the U.S., about 10 a.m. Eastern. Over in the U.K., y'all are 8 hours ahead. Japan, you're even further ahead in the day, no matter what time it is in your area. Right now is the time for you to start living your life more than a conqueror. Not only are we conquerors in life, meaning that we're overcoming, we are champions, we are winners. And today's show, I'm not even going to go there right now because y'all know I get too excited. But just to let you know, all the champions, all the people who are living life more than a conqueror, all the winners in life, all the people who are tired of accepting more or less than what you have been designed for, it's time for you to step up, tune in. This show is just for you. Right here on Miss J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. You're an OD'd on everything else. You've lived your life second best. You've been mediocre just to get by because you didn't want to go through any more drama. You didn't want to go through any more stress, but we got a lot for you today. We have a special guest on the show today, the author of The Makings of a Champion. The Makings of a Champion. There's a map, y'all. It's 13 steps to get you to where you've been praying to be. So that's a special little treat. A little bit later on in the show, we got some music. We got a few announcements. Don't worry, y'all. We got the Ms. J area code check-in that's coming in as well. I'm telling you, I'm excited about the show. So make sure you get on the phone right now. Tell everybody to call in to listen, 714-816-4743. If you're listening on your computer, I appreciate you, too, but you want to get in where you fit in. So go ahead. Call in now, 714-816-4743. Getting too excited, y'all. We're going to get right back into another track. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and get this started. So everybody, get in. Call in. It's Miss J in the Morning. Here's Sam Collier. Y'all know this is my boy. I support local artists, and I need you to do as well. Sam Collier, make sure you log on to nolosing.com. This is Give It All right here, Miss J in the Morning.
Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the Constitution to no losing. 'Cause we're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. You can't stop this movement. 'Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living, living, living. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. Everything I have with, yeah. And I don't care if they say I'm not winning, winning. 'Cause I know I'm a winner, winner. 'Cause I know I'm a giver. Just somebody who ain't never had it. Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause I know they need it. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be the one to give it. Oh, 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 oh. For more, it may not be that close, but I know I won't stop until I grab it. I feel like MJ with 6 seconds and the clock in my heart. I know I gotta have hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living, living, living. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have away. Yeah, and I don't care if they say I'm not winning, winning. 'Cause I know I'm a winner, winner. 'Cause I know I'm giving to somebody who ain't never had it. Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause I know they need it. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 I'll be the one to give it. Oh, 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 oh. it all. Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the constitution to no losing. Cause we're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. You can't stop this movement. Cause we're on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind. I'm on my grind.
Give it all right here on Miss J in the Morning. Sam Collier, make sure you log on to nolosing.com. In life, the only option you have is to win. There are no losers in life. There are people that accept something less. But right now, if you're listening, if you're connected to Miss J in the Morning, the only option you have is to win. You got to get up and give it your all. This morning, you may be going through some things. You may be experiencing a storm in your life, a winter in your life. But the sun is still there. You may not be able to see it. You may not be able to feel it just as much, but it never goes away. The same with God. He's always there. He's always there. No matter what you're going through in life, no matter what experiences you have, they may be some horrific things that you can't even conjure up the words to describe. Just know that there is a way out of it, and the sun is always there. Today on Miss J in the Morning, we OD on positivity. Make sure you lock in on MissJProductions.com. Become a part of the team. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, all that great stuff. I have a challenge that I give everybody every day, and it's a simple quote. It says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. If you're new to the show, you got to repeat it after me. Those of you who have tuned in Monday through Friday, y'all know what to do. Repeat it after me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. You've been developing habits all through your life, habits that you need to get rid of. So why not develop a habit of positivity in this day? You can't worry about what happened yesterday, even what happened when you first woke up this morning. Don't even start to think about tomorrow. All you can do is handle your actions for today, and you've started off in the right way, logging on and listening to Miss J in the Morning. Our special guest today is an author. He's an entrepreneur. He's a leader. He's a father. He's a son. He's a life coach. He's an awesome man of God, Mr. Siley Williams, the author of The Makings of a Champion. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. That's what I like. I like that energy. You come on, you come out ready, running like the President of the United States. Good morning, sir. So excited to have you on the show.
Can you hear me? I'm kind of in a bad area.
You.
I was trying to get that together before, you know, while you was playing the music, but just wanted to make sure you can hear me good.
Yes, I can hear you very well, and I first want to take this time to say thank you for taking the time out to spend some time with us right here on Miss J in the Morning. Everybody's calling in from all over the world. We are live internationally, so I just thank you for just blessing us with your presence on the show, allowing us to get a little bit deeper into who you are and what you got going on. So without further ado, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself. I can go and read your whole bio. You got a whole list of letters behind your name, titles on top of your name, things that you've done up under your name. So I want you to give a little insight into who you are and what exactly do you do.
Well, first I want to say thank you for having me on this show. I know that, you know, your shows are pretty encouraging to everybody who listens in, so I'm pretty excited to be on here with you. But, you know, a little bit about me. So first, I guess I'll start with my name. My name is Siley Williams. I know that most people who see it, you know, written or, like, on Facebook or Twitter or wherever, it's kind of like, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. So it's Siley. I know it's kind of weird, but that's what I was given. You know, for the last 2 years or so, just kind of been spending my life just kind of ministering in different places and really just trying to encourage people. You know, I feel like in the community or in the world at large, there's so many negative things that take place and so many negative images that go on. And I wanted to do something different. I wanted to be able to encourage people to understand that they are the things that God made them to be, that they can't have the dreams that God put inside of them. And it's all a matter about perspective. You know, it doesn't really have any barrier on maybe where you grew up or the family that you came from or maybe the neighborhood or the city or even what others have said about you, but it's all about what God has said. So I really have, you know, been spending the majority of my time just doing that in just many different facets, of course. But that's the overall message I would say about, you know, everything that I really have going on, including the book and everything else.
Well, you just go ahead and take over the show, sir. it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what type of family you have. Just know that you have been designed for greatness. Mr. Salise Williams, what's in a name? Make sure you pronounce the name right. I try most of the time with most names. And a lot of people, I want to talk about that a little bit because I like to get into some personal things, some personal perspectives about life and even with what's in a name. Now, growing up with a name that is not common and having a name that is so great at the same time, I know you probably run in with a lot of people and you got to correct your name. I had to do it too, even with my last name. And a lot of people actually get frustrated with that. Now, we're not going to talk about just the name. I'm talking about your title and identifying you. So when it comes to identity, what is your perspective about where we're going as not only Christians but as people, as far as people's perspective about us, what people think about us, they're pronouncing our name wrong, they see us in one light, but we actually not that way. I want you to keep going a little bit deeper and talk about as far as our image and how we portray ourselves.
Fast, okay. Well, you know, I guess that you kind of asked me a pretty loaded question, so I'm trying to dissect it as much as I can.
yes.
But, you know, far as image-wise, you know, and I would just say this, I guess, first from like a Christian perspective, I actually think the image of Christianity as a whole, or just far as, you know, new and upcoming leaders in that movement are great, because a lot of friends that I know who are around the same age as me, I guess would be considered quote-unquote young adults, even though I feel kind of old, are a lot of entrepreneurs and people who are really hungry for God, you know. I once heard this message, and it said that people who are, I guess, overly, I guess, for lack of a better term, sinners, when they do give their life to Christ, they become just as overly engaged in the right things as well. And I believe that's really kind of what I see now. Don't get me wrong, I know there are a lot of negativity, a lot of things that could be said, but I believe there are a lot of positive things that are going on in the community. And a lot of people who are really sold out for Christ and just really giving it their all and really just moving in the facets and things that he has designed them to do. So I'm really excited about it as far as, you know, on that aspect. But as far as identity personally, I kind of touched on that a little bit in my book, actually, and I talked about from the aspect of knowing who you are, you know. Not necessarily what people have categorized you to be or what they thought you were going to be, but exactly how do you view yourself determines the depth and the length of things that you accomplish in life. So I really want people to kind of think about that for a minute, you know. How do I view me? What am I saying about me? Regardless, and just kind of block out what other people say. One of the chapters in the book, I kind of talk about disassociation. And I mean that in the aspect of not necessarily disassociating from other people so much, but start to dissect the thoughts that you have about yourself and to see two things and kind of put them into categories. To see if this is really an original thought that I thought about me, or two, if this is something someone else said about me and I adopted it to be true. And at the moment that you're able to do that, then I think that you're able to have a clear path, because you can kind of disregard and say, hey, well, this may be what my mom said or maybe a teacher said or someone who came along my path has said, but it's not really how I view myself. It's not really what I think about me. And, again, I think that was one of the key steps that really kind of helped me in my life, is to understand it. Why am I thinking this way? And to be able to identify myself with only the things that I'm saying, whether it's good or bad, you know?
Wow. We're getting deep into it already. The Makings of a Champion, author Salise Williams right here on Miss J in the Morning. We're going to get into some music real quick. And we're going to keep just – I'm going to let him flow. He's going ahead taking over the show. The show, The Makings of a Champion Takeover, right here on Miss J in the Morning. We'll be right back after this. Tell everybody to tune in. Dial in 714-816-4743. All the champions, y'all need to listen right here on Miss J in the Morning. the morning, India Irie. Strength, courage, and wisdom, it's been inside of you all along. You are a champion. And on today's show, we have special guest, Mr. Salih Williams, author, life coach, entrepreneur, minister, motivational speaker. He's also the founder of Project Lead. Mr. Salih, we're getting into your book. I was planning on going down a little bit further in the show to get deep into it, but you just so awesome, operating in your awesomeness. You're going ahead and get into that, but I want to talk a little bit more about Project Lead. I want to talk a little bit more about your ministry as far as leading young adults, like you said, people your age, into the greatness that is prepared for them in life.
All right, we most definitely can. So Project Lead was an organization that I started with the name that I don't necessarily – I think that leadership is one of those things that are continuously developed within myself and anyone else. So I call it a project. The project is something that you continuously work on. And lead is basically to become a leader. It's to be a person who stands out from the pack in some instances and sometimes being willing to take criticism but to do the right thing. And that's pretty much what the organization is about, is to teach people, including myself, how to continue to grow in leadership and how to be the examples that I guess that God has really made us to be in life. So with that, we're doing like some different outreaches and things. Just to kind of touch on a little bit, in Statesboro, which is a city, small little city in Georgia, we're having this event on March 24th called Experience 2013. And in that, we're actually having a church event that's going to be at a local nightclub there. Just to kind of take the message of Jesus outside of the normal four walls of the church and to place it somewhere else where it's kind of needed the most and just really encourage the community in a different way.
Well, I want you to go more into the experience. Now, you just said something kind of, I don't know, I felt a little, people get a little shaky when you said taking the church outside of the four walls and where it needs to be. That was a really powerful statement. I want you to go a little bit deeper as far as your perception of the church and where it is with our young adults, youth, or upcoming leaders.
Well, I would say this. Don't get me wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with church in itself. But I do feel like sometimes we have to go a little bit further than that, and a lot of times people kind of criticize church and sometimes they get a bad rap. But very few people are willing to kind of step outside of that. And, again, to take the message to where people need it. I think sometimes in church we kind of end up congregating inside of the four walls and just really encouraging each other, which is cool, but sometimes we don't do anything with it, So this is going to take it a little bit a step further. Where we're going to kind of take it into a place where sometimes negativity takes place. But tonight we're going to change the atmosphere of it, and we're going to have a lot of positivity. We're going to have singing. We're going to have different speakers. It's going to be an all-out church event, but we're just going to have it outside of the norm, so it can kind of reach the community at large, Because there are a lot of people who don't go to church, but Jesus died for them as well. So if we're able to get that message to them, I think that it most definitely will be a great time.
The Experience 2013, I want you to tell people that might be in your area listening. They might not be in Statesboro, but they might be close by and can get there. How can they get more information or directions on how to become a part of the experience?
Well, they can actually follow me on Facebook, and, I can inbox them all the information on Facebook, all the information that's needed. So my first name, which is Salih, that's S-I-L-E-E, and my last name is Williams. They can email me. My email is skw@saleewilliams.com. And we'll be able to provide all the information for the event on that night.
Make sure you get on the Facebook, become his friend, Salih Williams, S-I-L-E-E. Actually, Salih K. Williams on Facebook.
That is true, yeah.
The Experience 2013, make sure you log on, get more information. You're going to follow them on Twitter and all that great stuff. We're going to give you the website information, but I want everybody in that area. If you can get to Statesboro, make sure you get connected and support this event. Now, we want to keep it flowing and go back into your latest project, your book, The Makings of a Champion, 13 Steps That Will Revolutionize Your Life. Now, just the title alone got me. Because
yeah, I know. Revolutionize is kind of a big word, huh?
Before you even got to revolutionize, The Makings of a Champion, number one, is amazing. It's very powerful, and I don't want to keep using the same words over and over again, saying amazing and powerful, but that's just really what it is. 13
now,
steps
I like
that
words.
Will revolutionize
you
your life. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying I like those words, so you can most definitely use those as much as you want.
Especially to describe you. We definitely want to use those words over and over again to describe exactly who you are. Not only are you a champion, Celie, and I'm not just saying that because we're on the air, but you truly have done some amazing things in life, and you truly are a powerful leader. So they definitely describe who you are, but I want to get more into just first of all, let's talk about your passion behind the book and how you got started and what actually sparked the fire to get you to writing it down and getting it ready to be published.
All right, well, I'll start here. So the book derived from a lot of different sermons that I preached in just different places. You know, we're talking about things about succeeding against the odds and how to set yourself up for success and just all these great things about how to recondition your mind based upon life and to condition it based upon where you want to go in life. So from there, I was actually talking to a friend of mine, and they was like, you know, this is really good stuff. But the thing is that a lot of people who may need this message are not listening, are not hearing it. Like, you're just not reaching them. So he suggested that I take it and write it in a book, get it published, and therefore you can kind of get this message that will be needed in more of a broad area, you know, be able to stretch out basically where I will be able to stretch. And so I thought it was a really good idea. Back in 2004, I kind of thought about the idea of writing a book, but I was like, you know, it's kind of hard, and, you know, I went through all these different things, which pretty much taught people how to do whatever it is. So I kind of put that to rest, and then when someone else kind of suggested to me that I should do it, it kind of confirmed what I was already thinking years ago that I put to rest. So from there, I said, I'm going to do it. I sat down and I started to type out some things and really started to elaborate on a lot more topics that, you know, than what I talked about. And in that, I started to inject a lot of my own personal story into it. So from there, that's kind of how the book was birthed, you know?
Wow, that's how the book... Definitely birthing is how you need to describe your book. I got a little, you know, you were giving sneak peeks on Facebook, and I was going in trying to get a little bit of detail about, you know, everything that's going on in the book and trying to sneak and read it before I go ahead and buy it. You know how we do. You went ahead and let us in on a little something. So just the preview that I have has definitely opened my eyes to a lot of things, and I'm definitely intrigued. I'm not just saying this just to get a great – people that's been listening to the show know me, so I'm definitely going to stand behind not just my guests, but their projects and everything that we have going on. But I want you to continue to give us a little bit more about the book, because I know everybody listening going to go ahead and get it, but we're going to take a quick commercial break before you do. And when we come back, you guys, we're going to get into The Makings of a Champion, 13 Steps That Will Revolutionize Your Life. Y'all need to tell everybody to tune in right now. You got a few minutes to go ahead and get everybody to call in, 714-816-4743. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We got the Ms. J area code check-in. I know you guys are going ahead and sending me the messages on Facebook. We ain't forgot about it. But y'all definitely need this in your life. It's Ms. J in the morning, and we'll be right back after this.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Managed, making it happen.
Hey, y'all. This is M. Michelle, and I always OD on positivity, each and every day, right here on Miss J in the Morning.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
And I'm so excited about having this opportunity. Everybody that's calling in, I appreciate you all. Everybody that's logged in, excuse me, on your computer, thank you so much. We're going to get into the Miss J area code check-in really, really quick. Those of you who are calling in, you dial 714-816-4743. Those of you who want to get in when you fit in, do it now because I don't want to waste any more time. You have so much to give. We got to get back into the book. But everybody called in around the world, and Mr. Williams, I know you'll be excited and pleased to hear all the area codes that are representing on today, the makings of a champion takeover right here on Miss J in the Morning. It's the Miss J area code check-in. Those of you who have called in, you're repping your city. I got you logged in, and Miss J going to try to get through without messing up. So I love that y'all love this part of the show, and I love it too. Let's go, representing your city, the Miss J area code check-in. Here we go, 916-209-954-513-501-770-977-0977-0618-310-864-510-323-919-213-334-336-860-702-662-438-602-212-714. Lord Jesus, so grateful for all of you who tuned in today. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to the PCs and the Macs. I'm so grateful for all of you. Now, without further ado, we're bringing them back on, Mr. Salih Williams. Not only is he a motivational speaker and a minister, he's a life coach and an author and so much more. We're getting into The Makings of a Champion, his latest. It's a book that he just published. It's about to be released. He has an experience going on in Statesboro, Georgia. I want you guys to go ahead, follow him on Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff. But he has 13 steps that will revolutionize your life. Mr. Salih Williams, I want you to get right back into it. Why just 13 steps?
Well, because sometimes I felt like out of everything, you know, sometimes, let me kind of say it this way. I was going to say something else, but let me say it this way, is that sometimes I feel like we try to overdo it, you know? But if you can start with something simple, it can kind of grow into something big. I was talking to my daughter last night, who's six, and she was telling me about all these different things that she wanted to do in life. And I was telling her, well, you know, it's very small things that you can do now that can condition yourself for that, you know? Sometimes people try to go after big things or make huge changes. But if you can start with small things, I believe that those small steps, if you implement those, it can grow to bigger things. A friend of mine who's a pastor of a church in South Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa, this is kind of the way that he said, the way that he described the steps in the book. And I thought this was probably the most accurate description of them. And this is what he said. He said that it was simple yet profound, but it only works for a person who chooses to use them.
That. Hold on 1 second. You can't say something that just flow over it. I need you to repeat that one more time.
So this is what he said. He says that which if you're listening from South Africa, make sure you go check out New Living Church, by the way. But either way, he said that that the steps in the book are simple yet profound, but they only work for a person who chooses to use them or chooses to apply them. And I felt like that really kind of touched on exactly what the book was about. Like, I'm not telling you in the book something that's outside of the box so much far as a total life makeover that you feel like you can't meet up to or you won't be able to stay with, you know, kind of like a New Year's resolution where people promise to do these things that they don't even have a lifestyle that lines up with them. But in the book, we're talking about very simple things that you can apply to your life the day of reading it, that you will start to see a difference. And again, we're talking about just small steps, small things that make huge changes, you know?
Small steps that will make huge changes. And the reason why that hit me so much is because a lot of times we go through some issues in life and we have some things and we're looking for a quick fix. We want somebody to wave a magic wand and take it away. We want to get a book that has only 13 steps. And after I do this, then everything's supposed to be okay because I just read the book. But you actually have to make a choice to use the tools that have been given to you. And it's very simple, yet it is profound, that you have the makings of a champion. And there are so many people that recognize that they have greatness within them, but they're not taking the necessary steps or applying the tools that have been given to them. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think there's a need for a book, Makings of a Champion?
Well, a couple reasons is sometimes, again, I think that people read material or they try to do things that are just a little bit over their head, and sometimes it's just unrealistic. Again, let's just kind of touch on New Year's resolutions, for example. Every year, people start off New Year's resolutions, right? Most people, by the end of the first month, don't stick with them. It's because they're looking to make drastic changes to a system that they've been doing sometimes for 30, 40, 50 years. You know? I believe everybody knows that God made them to be great things. different facets, different abilities, doing different things. But sometimes the one missing step is that no one really teaches people how to apply those things. And I believe that this is what this book does. Not only does it highlight that, hey, I believe personally that God made you to win, that God made you to succeed, and he made you to be great, but we're going to talk about it from the aspect of how to simply apply certain things and just kind of wake yourself up to those different things that God has made you to be, but also, too, how to just make small steps into making those changes, you know?
The application is the most important, I believe, when it comes to life. We can get so much poured into us. We can get so much handed to us. But if you don't actually apply what you receive, then I feel that it's just really a waste of time.
But not even necessarily know how to, not even apply it, but to teach, to tell people how to apply it, you know? And I'll use this for example. Every television show, every talk show, every newspaper always tells people about getting a life plan for their life. But very few people ever tell you how to do it. Like, hey, you need to get a plan. You need to write things down. But how do I even come up with to start a plan, you know? Because
right.
most of the time you're talking to people who don't have it, so therefore they don't have that ability inside of them to create it, because if they did, you wouldn't be instructing them to do it. So I think we need to take it a step back a little bit and say, hey, not only do I want you to create a plan, but let me give you step-by-step instructions how you can create that plan. And as I tell you how to create it, it starts to awaken things inside of you as you're on this road to creating this thing. Not only that, it gives you the ability to stick with it because you know how to do it, you know?
Macy is of a champion takeover. We got to get into some music right now. So I know it takes a little time for you guys to digest what you just heard. I'm over here writing notes and making sure that I take everything that he said so I can not only apply it, but do it in an effective way to making sure I'm continuing to going further in my life and my life plans that we have. We're going to talk a little bit more about the term you use, life plan. A lot of people have a lot of goals. Is that the same thing or not? But hold that before you answer it, Mr. Williams. We're going to get into some music real quick. The Makings of a Champion Takeover right here on Miss J in the Morning. Here's Canton Jones, Window, and we'll be right back after this.
Yeah. There's something over your head. Hey. Something on the top of your head.
I see you. your head, man.
Watch your head. Ken Jones, window right here on Miss J in the morning. I see a window over your head, and it's pouring out blessings. One of the blessings that you've received today is this experience with life coach, entrepreneur, author, minister, evangelist, leader, extraordinaire, Mr. Salee Williams. We're talking about his book, The Makings of a Champion, 13 Steps That Will Revolutionize Your Life. Now, we're at the last few minutes of the show, and I want you to talk a little bit more about having a life plan, not just reading a book and saying, well, that was a great read, but we're talking about actually applying it, making sure that we're using the tools effectively, and giving the steps you say and actually how to get started with that.
Well,
can you go a little bit further?
Yeah, so in the book, I talk about that, and I talk about how to start at the beginning. You know, one of those things I touched on was at the beginning of the show with disassociation. I believe before you can get a plan, not only do you have to make sure that the things that you are categorizing yourself are about you, first you have to make sure the plans that you're going after in life are your own plan. Not necessarily what your parents might have wanted you to be or wanted you to become, not necessarily what people say that you are good at. You know, I used for an example in the book, I said, you know, maybe you are a data clerk, and you say, well, maybe my purpose in life is to enter data because here at the job, I'm the best person who enter data is on the eighth floor or whatever it is. Those things doesn't necessarily mean because you're good at it that that's what you were made to be, and that's even your plan in life. So first you have to disassociate even from those types of things to make sure, hey, this is actually what I want to be. This is what I feel like God has made me to be. Not just what I'm good at, but it's my life purpose. So we start to disassociate from those things. Two, we start to get a clear vision on what we want to do. And in that, so in the book, I kind of break down step by step what I feel will help you to do those things. And I break it down not only in a couple ways. A, that we have an overall plan on where we want to get to, but also, two, that when you walk away from it, you can have step-by-step guides each day, something that you can apply in order to attain that big goal. You know, let's say, like, for example, if your goal is to write a book. Writing a book in itself is overwhelming. It's a big thing to do. It's a for me personally, it was a huge mountain to climb. So if I looked at it just, hey, I'm going to write a book alone, then I may never get to the top of that mountain or reach that goal. But if I start to apply very simple things, today I'm going to brainstorm. Next day I'm going to write some things down. Three, I'm going to take into inventory my environment. You know, as I start to accomplish these things, and I really list these things as a list on a piece of paper, had them on some of them on my phone, some of them in my iPad, some of them in my kitchen on the refrigerator, and I can be able to cross these things off. And as I'm doing this, two things are taking place. I'm achieving a goal, I'm making progress, and also, too, I am creating a book. So, therefore, when I get to the top of the list, not only have I achieved things that I wanted to do, I've seen my progress, but my book is complete. Do you know what I mean? And I think that those kind of things help us. I'm a person where I like to use things, I like to do things from a simple aspect, just because complicated things are just too hard. So I take it from a really step-by-step, simple thing to accomplish big goals. And that's how I talk about making life plans for yourself.
Oh, unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I'd rather just sit here and let you go on and on and on and basically read the whole book to us, but you can't. You got to go ahead and purchase the book. So before we get off the show, I want you to give our listeners information on how to connect with you and where can they get the book and when.
All right, so you can connect with me on Facebook. Like I gave out all that information earlier, but I'll give it again. So on Facebook, my name is Salee, S-I-L-E-E, K. Williams. You can connect with me on there. My website is www.saleewilliams.com, but it's actually under repair right now. So it's under construction, I guess that's the proper name for it. So if you go there, you're not going to get much information at the moment. But you can connect with me on Facebook. You can connect with me on Twitter. My name on Twitter is I Am Salee. And you can kind of reach out to me those ways. So the book will be available March 19th. It will be in Barnes & Noble, It will be online. There will be a link online that you'll be able to purchase it as well. So you get from BarnesandNoble.com, in the store, Amazon.com, and every place else, I guess, that books are sold online. And Barnes & Noble is primarily the store that will carry it for in-store. And a small Books A Million in the city of Statesboro, which is where I'm originally from, would carry it as well.
Wow. Starting out, going straight there, Barnes & Noble, y'all know y'all got to get the book. The Makings of a Champion, 13 Steps, Revolutionize Your Life. Not just your situation. Your life. Author right here live on Ms. J in the Morning, Mr. Salih Williams. It was a blessing. More than an honor to have you on. I'm so excited. March 19th, the book will be released. Make sure you log on, SalihWilliams.com. Stay tuned to get an update. Follow him on Twitter. I am Salih. Make sure you become his friend on Facebook, Salih, S-I-L-E-E-K, Williams. He's my friend on Facebook. All of his information will be uploaded on MissJProductions.com, so you have no excuse but to win. Mr. Salih, thank you so much for being our guest today on the show. We definitely have to have you back. We might have to do a whole life revolutionizing series on Ms. J in the Morning. But thank you so much. I'm so grateful for this time that we've had, and I'm looking forward to all the greater things that are going to come for you.
Yeah, I most definitely do appreciate being on the show. And, yeah, I can come back whenever you need me to, so we can work that out for sure.
Yes, y'all heard it here, Mr. Salih Williams. He said it. I got to have him back for y'all. It's going to be all right, you guys. Everything that you have, everything that you've been waiting for, it's already right here. All you got to do is apply it. Do the simple steps to get to the bigger things. It's Ms. J in the Morning. We had an awesome time. I love you guys. Y'all know how we do it. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Also featured on iartistradio.com. Shout out to everybody that's listening internationally. Stay tuned. There's more to come. Great show today. Makings of a Champion Takeover. Y'all know I'll talk to you next time in the morning. This is Ms. J in the Morning, and I love you. Mwah.
Live worldwide.